Welcome back, folks. This is Mike Barone, and I'm here with St. Gabriel Radio, 1270 AM. I am a supporter of local Catholic radio, and I ask that you would be as well. Today, I'm interviewing Dan DeMattei and Aaron Richards, and you guys are both youth ministers here in the Columbus Diocese. Perhaps you could tell our listeners where you're located and what some of your programs are.
That's right, Mike. This is Aaron Richards. I'm the youth minister at St. Agatha Parish here in Upper Arlington, and my buddy Dan.
I'm the youth minister at St. Andrew Catholic Church in Upper Arlington as well.
We are at this time running a combined youth group program, actually, which is a pretty new happening at our parishes. We're both about 5 minutes away from each other, so we thought we would go together and bring these parishes together, try to combine some resources and, more importantly, combine our audience to try to strike at the heart of Upper Arlington, I guess you could say. So we're running some pretty exciting programs over there this year.
Now, it's important to pool your resources, folks, and one of the things that we definitely want to talk about today is pooling you as resources out there for St. Gabriel Radio. It's so important to understand that we are listener-supported as a local Catholic radio affiliate. We don't sell airtime. We don't sell ads. We just ask you to help us stay on the air. And the only way to do that is to have you call in and make pledges and donations. They are completely tax deductible, and they keep us on the air. You can give a one-time donation. You can give a monthly donation. A lot of people like to do $12.70 per month. It's called the 1270 Club, which is also our call numbers on the AM dial. And to do so, you folks need the numbers. So I'm going to have Aaron or Dan read the number out to you so you can call in and make a donation or a pledge.
That phone number is 888-578-4223. Once again, 888-578-4223.
And if you're driving along in a car and you need a memory device, try this, 888-5-ST-GABE, and that's STGABE. Or when you get home, you can reach us at www.stgabrielradio.com on the internet. So, gentlemen, what would you say is your most successful program in your youth ministry, things that you're doing now?
Well, we actually just got off of a evangelization retreat with our leadership team. We had about 30 teens go on a retreat, and we just focused completely on evangelization. And so a lot of our success comes from our different tactics of training young people to be disciples and them just trying to minister to the people in our youth group and building up our leaders who then go out and minister to the people in their teens. And along with that, our biggest event that we do with our youth group is Jesus Jams, which is a great chance to just evangelize to whomever. It's a fun event that teens can bring their Protestant friends to, and they'll get educated on what the Catholic Church believes, or they can even bring their fallen away Catholic friends. And so those events in which we really reach out to other teens brings a lot of success.
Now, are you reaching a lot of the high school age teens then? That's 9th through 12th grade mainly?
9th through 12th grade is our focus. Like Dan was saying, we just got off of our evangelization retreat, and with the high schoolers, with the 9th through 12th graders, it's a very cool age in that many of our leaders on our youth group are also leaders in the schools, are also leaders in the churches. So it's interesting because in our two parishes, we really have a presence in at least three of the local high schools. So as we train these leaders, they kind of go out and enter mission territory at their schools.
No, so I noticed as a youth minister, I've been doing this for 16 years, that there's definitely a split sometimes between the public schools and the Catholic schools. Mm-hmm. I have found, at least in my experience, that a lot of Catholic school kids will say, well, look, you know, I've got English, I've got science, I've got math, I've got religion. And so they tend to see it as something that they had to study in school. And they say to me as a youth minister, why should I take another hour or two out of my life at night or whatever and come to your youth ministry programs when I've already had to study this stuff for an hour a day or whatever? What would you say to a Catholic school student, for instance?
Mike, I'm sure we say the same thing that you've said in the past, and that is come out and see one event and tell us it's not different than school.
Yes, obviously in school situations, you have to learn things, and there's the industrial overhead lighting situation, the chalkboard.
Not that our room is any different than that.
You've got teachers that are, you know, basically requiring you to know stuff, and it's a little bit different than the osmosis that kind of takes place in a youth ministry program.
That's right.
And then how about the public school kids? How are they receiving this? A lot of times public school kids are walking around with their heads in the clouds thinking, you know, of everything else except for religion. And sometimes the parents out there of public school kids are worried about them. They want them to embrace the faith, but they don't really know how to integrate them into it. They might see it as sort of a closed society with the Catholic school systems. So how do you bring in a public school kid?
Well, public school kids seem to come in for different reasons. Some of them really want to come in to learn apologetics. I've gotten a couple emails just this past week from teens from Upper Arlington High School saying, hey, I have a question about this. Some of my friends have been asking me what the church teaches and why they teach this. And so they just want to learn more about their faith and to be able to defend their faith. And I think they also come looking to find truth, just because in the public high schools, there's so much thrown at them and so many different options and alternatives, and they're not always, like, they're not sure where to turn. And so if we do get those kids, you can show them the love of Christ and the truth of the church, and that's a great way to set them on the right path.
Now, I mentioned that I had been a youth minister for 16 plus years. I've seen a lot of successful programs, and I have to say your programs that I've seen you guys do are phenomenal. And I would just ask you, for our listeners out there, how would you say, what part would the Holy Spirit play in your missions that you're doing now?
Well, the Holy Spirit is the only part.
Yep.
In our youth ministry career, Dan and I have been working at here in Upper Arlington for 3 years. And I think that has really been the biggest lesson that we've learned. Whenever we try to take an event on our own shoulders, that is when it seems to fall apart. We've been humbled on more than one occasion, and only in constant and consistent fallback and prayer to the Holy Spirit do we find our strength.
Now, you guys impress me as missionaries, and I say that because I think the United States is a mission country anyway, but particularly teenagers. There are so many things vying for time and attention from our teenagers. The music that's out there, the magazines, the billboards, MTV, malls. I mean, the list goes on and on of people that are trying to get a hold of the teens, get their attention, get them to spend time, spend money, time, talent, treasure, basically, that they're trying to get out of them. What is the key issue that you guys use, I guess I would say, to lure the teens in? Maybe Jesus said, I will make you fishers of men. What kinds of lures or nets or hooks do you have that you have in your tackle box?
I think that the Lord has granted us a great gift in technology. And I think that a lot of times people who work in the church, especially in youth ministry, don't see that quite so clearly. You know, at our events, you come and it's not just sit down for a lecture. We often have, you know, video presentations. We have kind of exciting things we can get together and do.
Mike, this past summer, we also, at the high school week of Catholic Youth Summer Camp, we started a order of knights and ladies of the New Jerusalem, and called these, we would spend each day at Catholic Youth Summer Camp, 6 day camp, we'd spend each day in men's and women's sessions, and we took the men and we talked to them about the call to knighthood and about how, like, we are called to be soldiers for Christ. If we call them to a life higher than what their football coaches are calling them to, that's going to excite them, and they're going to want to dedicate their life to something like God.
So you've heard it here, folks. Chivalry is definitely not dead, at least not in the Catholic Church. And these guys are doing a great job, I have to say, of getting teens involved, getting teens interested, and really teaching them, once they have them there, teaching them authentic Roman Catholicism. They're not out there on their own doing this stuff. They're stepping out in faith. But they have complete dependence on God and a wonderful humility, both of them, that I commend them with. And we just ask that you would do the same. If you could now take a moment and dial that number and give us a call here at St. Gabriel Radio, 1270 AM. So many times we've heard that people's lives have been changed, people's hearts have been changed, people have come back to the faith, people have come to the faith for the first time, just by hearing the wonderful programs that we have here at 1270 AM. And we can't bring those wonderful programs to everybody if we're not on the air. So really, please do take a moment, prayerfully consider what you can do to help keep us on the air, and then call us at that number once again.
It's 1-888-578-4223.
Very good. Or 888-5-SAINT-GABE. And this is Mike Barone. I'm here with Aaron Richards and Dan DeMattei. And we want to thank you once again for listening to St. Gabriel Radio, 1270 AM. And God bless you.